This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your news for the hour. The Tuscola County Commissioners have presented Lieutenant Steve Anderson of the Tuscola County Sheriff's Department with a resolution honoring his years of service. Anderson will be retiring tomorrow, Saturday, April the 18th, after 27 years with the Sheriff's Department. Anderson started with the department in 1998 in corrections before moving to the Road Patrol in 1999. In 2012, he was appointed as the Tuscola County Emergency Manager and served in that position with professionalism, dedication, and an unwavering commitment to the safety of the county and its population. He also helped with and coordinated numerous disaster and emergency response events. Under his guidance, the county was awarded numerous grants and several honors. And another news for today. During the Tuesday, May 4th election, Elmwood Township voters will be deciding who will represent them on the board. The ballot issue is whether or not to recall three Board of Trustee members and replace them with new representatives. The current board members who could be recalled are Clerk Pamela Brinkman, as well as Trustees Rochelle Brown and Evan Laurie. Brinkman is challenged by newcomer Michelle Hopp for their position. Brown is being challenged by Daryl Mendrick, and Laurie is being challenged by Tom Lounsbury. If these three newcomers receive more votes than the current board members, then they will be replaced in those positions. Each of those terms will end on November the 20th of 2028. Township residents Deb Mendrick and Bunny Porter initiated the proposed recall. There's been strife as well as a power struggle between the township board members over the last few months. Part of the reason that the recall effort began, as well as the abrupt change in legal counsel for the township. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
That refund check isn't just extra cash. It's your down payment on a premium pre-owned vehicle you'll enjoy driving from Al Hansen Motors. Like a 2020 Chevy Equinox. It has remote start, heated cloth seats, lane keep assist, Bluetooth, and a backup camera. With 85,000 miles, you can take it home for just $16,980. If you need more space and you're looking for something with all the bells and whistles, I have a 2019 Buick Enclave Premium with 103,000 miles. It's all-wheel drive and has every option available. Heated and cooled leather seats, heated second row seats, heated steering wheel, park and lane keep assist, remote start, dual moonroof, power liftgate, third row seating, and a 3.6 V6 with no turbos. Take it home for just $17,980. With the gas prices on the rise, save at the pump of a 2017 Ford Fusion. It gets good fuel economy and has Bluetooth and a backup camera. You can take it home for just $99.80. I also have a 2024 Chevy Malibu LT. It has heated seats, remote start, new tires, and a 1.5-liter four-cylinder engine that gets up to 35 miles per gallon. It has 40,000 miles, and you can take it home for just $20,980. If you've been thinking about upgrading your ride, now's the time to make it happen. Take that tax refund and turn it into something you'll use every single day at Al Hansen Motors.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. The Tuscola County Commissioners approved restructuring the county's road commission using a ballot proposal. Approval was given for the ballot language to transfer the powers, duties, and functions of the elected road commission back to being appointed by the county commissioners. This procedure would give county commissioners control and authority over the road commission to create checks and balances. There's been recent growing dissatisfaction with the Road Commission over them not doing any additional safety measures to six dangerous intersections that have claimed many lives. It was only after yet another recent multi-injury crash that the Road Commission approved adding safety measures to those intersections while they continue to do a study on the matter. And in other news for today. In Huron County District Court, On Thursday, a competency examination was ordered for Heather Ann Lucy. Defense attorney Dallas Rooney requested the evaluation, citing concerns regarding Miss Lucy's understanding of court rules, as well as a past head injury. The court has directed Miss Lucy to undergo the examination at the Center for Forensic Psychiatry. This order necessitates the adjournment of the preliminary examination, which will extend beyond the 21-day statutory window. Assistant prosecuting attorney Alexander Fanny will prepare the order. A new date for the preliminary examination will be scheduled upon receipt of the evaluation report, which is estimated to take at least 60 days for review. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That newscast has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full line service department.